Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique Studio Plus suite awaits, with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your Studio Plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
They've got something new now. It's called the Press Box.
You're back in the Press Box on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 92.5.
Powered by Infuse Energy, affordable, hassle-free energy from a company that has your back. Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's Joel Blank and Nick Sciarra.
All right, one of the books, two to go, second hour of the show. It's Nick and Joel in the Press Box, and of course, a slew of others that join us on a regular basis, including all of our good friends on Twitch and are not so much on text. So we talked about the Rockets a little bit. We talked about the Astros. Let's talk a little bit about the Sam Houston Bearcats, because shout out to the national champions. They did it again. They came from behind, and I got to be honest with you guys. It was a hell of a lightning show yesterday, and I was telling Nick during the break, I started watching the game yesterday as I was watching the Astros. And then I got caught up in the Astros game. Then I had to do a whole bunch of errands, and I was listening on the radio a little bit. And I came home, and the Astros wrapped up the game, and I flipped over, the golf tournament was over. And I flip over to ABC, and I go, well, is this a replay? Why is the Sam Houston game still on? So then I found out, well, there was two weather delays. So I'm like, sweet, I'll watch the end of it. Well, they go down four with about 5 minutes to play. I'm like, well, it's really on their shoulders again. Can they do the comeback thing one more time? I got to tell you, nothing's more irritating in the world. Our power went out with less than a minute to play with Sam Houston driving, and it was out for 3 hours. So I was literally at the mercy of my phone going, I don't need you people to give me your expert commentary on them doing a poor job of clock management. Just tell me what the hell's going on.
Well, I didn't watch it. I wasn't really that interested in the game at all. I know our boy Ninja Turtle, who's in the chat, seems like he's super interested, and he's been hounding you to talk about it. So this is for you, Ninja Turtle.
Third and goal with 21 seconds left. Play clock down to five. Schmidt back to throw. Fires over the middle. And it is caught. It's a touchdown. A D pulls it in. And Sam Houston has the lead with 16 seconds left.
So that was amazing. 16 seconds left, though you still didn't feel totally comfortable simply because that's just the way the game was going in terms of big plays and the opportunities. But when you look at it and you know you're measuring everything that went down, the fact that what in the semifinal game they came from like Oilers against Bills down to win, and you're going, my God, the improbable became probable. What a great undefeated season for the Bearcats. Shout out to them. Phenomenal job, great win, first national championship, and so all the kudos in the world go out to
them.
Wish
I could expand on it, Ninja, but I mean, it sounded like an exciting call, but
it was great.
I mean, I just didn't watch. I just didn't know.
Yeah, so
sorry.
It was a fantastic win and an NCAA championship for the state of Texas, so that's always a good thing, so we'll take that. Other than that, as we look at news of the day and otherwise,
we can look at the Eastern Conference of the playoffs if you want, because you did mention that at the end of the segment and really didn't give it enough time. The last segment mostly was the Western Conference.
Now, I covered it to some degree because I said I think unlike the West, the top two teams in the East, I think they got a pretty easy cakewalk.
Yeah.
And I think in particular, as much as I don't know that I think Daryl Morey's Sixers might be a little overrated, but if they win their opening round series, which they should, and then they take on the winner of the Hawks-Knicks series, I think that the Sixers have a very easy road to get to at least to the semis, you know, and then to the Eastern Conference Finals. Whereas the Bucks and the Nets are going to probably have a war if they end up meeting, and whoever the Nets play in the second round is probably going to be a little bit of a tougher go of it. But I think for basketball fans, the table is set for what should be a hell of a good fun run.
Let's look at this Eastern Conference plan. I feel like the Hornets should be able to take care of business against the Indiana Pacers. What say you? I don't think they're going to make it to the play-in tournament, but I think they're the better team of the two. I don't know. I don't know if I believe in the Pacers all that much, despite the players that they have. I love Caris LeVert, and I love Sabonis.
Oh, by the way, and at some point, at least this week, if we don't do it today, let's get to Caris LeVert one more time.
Let's do it. Those
idiot Rocket fans that said it was the most ridiculous thing ever to think that Caris LeVert well, just forget about him. He never would have fit with the Rockets. You are absolutely clueless.
He would have fit with the Rockets.
Oh, my God, would he have fit with the Rockets.
Yeah,
and
he would
again,
have fit
I
with
stand
the Rockets.
True on what I said all along, which is what they should have kept him. But, yeah, that's for another day or maybe later today.
Or if you want to go down that Kool-Aid path.
Now, who do you think? Because you think, you're basing the Hornets Pacers on the fact that the Hornets have a lot of good young talent. But, Nick, from a playoff experience standpoint, the one guy I really think is the only guy that gives them playoff experience is Scary Terry. Other than that, I don't know. Ball's a rookie. Washington is really young. All their good players are really inexperienced playoff-wise to where you look at a Pacers team, if they throw Sabonis and LeVert at you who have playoff experience and have actually had good playoff experience with them, and some of the other guys, Miles Turner is a big man that can give them some problems. I think it actually could be a really good matchup.
Yeah.
But I might lean Indiana's way on experience.
Okay. And I'm not mad at that. I think you're right on the experience factor. But if you look at the way they play, something about, you know me, Mr. Body Language guy, yep. I just don't feel like they want to be there, dude. I don't feel like they want to play. I just don't. Something about it. I mean, Caris LeVert is obviously playing his ass off. Sabonis, I feel like, deserves to be on a better team. I don't know how much he likes Indiana or if he wants to stay there or if he has some sort of connection with Indiana. I love him as a player. I think he could be on so many teams and be such a good option alongside and Caris LeVert as well. But I just think the Hornets are they're a young, hungry team, and I just don't know if the Pacers are as hungry as the Hornets. Now, I don't think they're going to get into the playoffs anyway. I just think in that particular game, I think the Hornets can win. So,
okay, and so we'll see how that one plays out. Now, Spurs-Memphis, I don't think anybody cares. I think you and I both pretty much pegged it. From a Western Conference standpoint, I think regardless of which team gets which spot, Warriors-Lakers are going to take the 7 and the 8.
Yeah, I would imagine. I mean, I'm not going to be surprised if Memphis beats San Antonio, but I don't expect, and I don't see them.
Here's a bit of a surprise. The other Eastern Conference series, they're the play-in. Wizards and Celtics. That's at Boston. But because Boston's dinged up, and Washington's been playing really good. We know what Russ has been doing, but Bradley Beal has just been on a scoring tear until he got hurt, and he should be good enough to go.
Honestly, it's crazy as it sounds, there's nothing the Celtics have showed me to make me want to pick them over Washington.
I think they're done.
Look at the way Bradley Beal is. Again, look at the way Bradley Beal is playing. Look at the way Russell Westbrook is playing.
Go to your body language theory. They look like they've mailed it in.
They 100%.
Kemba Walker's up in the air again. You're not going to have one of your two best players. Your other best player, Jason Tatum, along with Jaylen Brown, who's out. Jason Tatum says, I'm still not 100% from COVID.
Yeah.
It just seems like they don't want to be there. And here's the crazy thing, Nick. If the winner of this will probably get the Nets. Do you realize the record the Nets have against either team? I would think the Celtics, when healthy during the regular season, gave the Nets a better run. Nets were 3-0 against the Celtics. They were 1-2 against the Wizards. So watch out. I don't think Brooklyn, as good as they are, and they're going to be at full strength, obviously, but of the two teams, I don't think you want the Wizards because you've got experienced all-stars like Westbrook and Beal leading the charge, and they're just going, you know what? We got nothing to lose. We're just playing with house money. Let's give it a shot.
Yeah, the whole nothing to lose part is huge, and it benefits them from a confidence standpoint. They look like they want to be there. They're on a trend upward as opposed to the Celtics, who are kind of like on a trend downward. I think they are the scary team, and they are one of the scary teams in the East. If they advance more than you thought they would, that would be a team I would be scared to play in the event that everybody is healthy. You know, that's the big part. And Russell Westbrook, he looks like he's more confident than ever. I think he was like wide open behind the 3-point line, and either a fan or a player was like not taunting him, but saying, why don't you shoot it? Why don't you shoot it? Because he was wide open. I mean, he had the ball in his hand for maybe 2 or 3 seconds, and they gave him the space. And he's like, all right, you want me to shoot it? He shot it. He hit the 3-pointer. Obviously something that you're not going to see quite a bit from Russell Westbrook, not known to be a good 3-point shooter. But the fact that he was confident and did that, you're not going to waver Russell Westbrook's confidence, even if he's not shooting well from behind 3-point land. Even if he's not shooting well from mid-range, you're not going to alter his confidence. That's just what he does. So,
no doubt. That's what I like. And I love that. I love the fact that we can see that matchup possibly. I love the fact that first round, you know how it is. We would come in here and go, we don't even have to talk about the 1-8s or the 2-7s because they're not going to be a series.
No.
If you got a chance for these to be actually good series, and like in the West with the Suns and the Jazz possibly being eliminated because they're playing teams that slid, look, there's going to be a lot to talk about. Again, you might not like what the NBA did, but from a fan perspective, especially if you don't have a rooting interest with the Rockets out, it could be a lot worse. You're going to have some entertaining games to keep an eye on.
Yeah.
And that should be fun.
I'm looking forward to it, dude. The playoffs are going to be fun. The playoffs are going to be fun, man.
No doubt. So we've got lots to get to in terms of that this week with the NBA playoffs. We've got the Astros. Again, technically, the Astros are in first place with the same amount of losses as the A's. Technically, they have one less win, so they're a half game out. But you know what I'm saying. This series is going to go a long way early in the season to dictating who's doing what in the division. So that's big. So we'll talk. We can talk some baseball as well. We can talk some football as well. Again, Nick, I cannot believe this. It's a head scratcher, but I know you'll never guess it. Do you know what GetUp decided to lead with again today? And the logic behind it. It's worth looking at because it's really stupid. We've got more to get to. It's the second hour of the program. It's the Press Box on ESPN.
ESPN 97.5. You're listening to The Press Box on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 92.5.
Powered by Infuse Energy, affordable, hassle-free energy from a company that has your back. Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's Joel Blank and Nick Sciarra.
All right, let me clear some of these things up, too, because I heard someone on Twitch was on this path after the big announcement on Friday that AJ is going to be leaving us to go to Las Vegas by the end of the summer. No, I did not do a dance. No, it is not news of the day anymore because it's 3 days old. And no, there's no hard feelings, and I'm not happy at all AJ's leaving because, contrary to what you guys think, AJ and I are in a really good spot, and we get along really well. So it was shocking news to all of us, Nick included. And when we knew well before the announcement came out, I think we were all taken aback by it because I think we've all started to kind of settle into roles here and become more of a team. So we wish AJ all the best, and we know we'll be in contact with him. But, I mean, I think that as a station, it's a loss, and for each of us individually in our own way.
Yeah, no doubt. I mean, the first thing I said was congratulations and good for him. He gets to go to Vegas. You know, he gets a massive, massive opportunity. He's not gone yet. I think he leaves in a month or two. I don't know exactly when.
He said August, I believe.
So, I mean, it's not like it's all over yet, but the guy's been an integral part about, you know, for this station for a very, very long time. And no one can deny the run that Fred and AJ has had.
Correct.
No one can deny the history of the show and the city, the incidents between them two and Jong, the mace, the spraying incident and everything else. I mean, that's a show. That's a legit show. That was a definitely a show that was a part of the Houston radio fabric, and it's probably going to be remembered for, you know, by a lot of people for a long time.
A year run of number one each and every month for like 12 months straight. That's something that you have to be proud of and recognize.
Absolutely. So I wish AJ was here too, but it's...
And shout out to AJ.
Yep.
Before, and we're going to get to Nick's UFC rundown as well, because there was some really good fights and there was some pretty good stories coming out of Toyota Center on Saturday night, including a full house. I wanted to get to this because at this point in the day, a lot of the stories have been covered. This is one where, like, I wouldn't pull this trick on Dr. Dre on 290, no matter how much we've been going back and forth. Uh-huh. I wouldn't pull this on, you know, your biggest enemy. And I feel really bad for Wontarius Bryant. And if you don't know who he is, he played at Austin Peay. He's a defensive back. And he thought he was headed to Georgia this weekend to try out for the Atlanta Falcons and their rookie mini camp. However, when he arrived at the camp, he found out he was the victim of a horrible hoax.
Yep.
Someone with an Atlanta area code called him earlier or days earlier to let him know that the Falcons were interested in him trying out for the team. So he was all fired up. He got his stuff together. He packed up and he showed up for training camp or for the mini camp. He believed he spoke on the phone with defensive coordinator Dean Pease, though he obviously didn't know what he sounded like previous to this.
Obviously.
So he thought it was all on the up and up and legit. And then shows up and gets turned away, finding out it was all a big joke. That's not funny.
How much of a terrible move is that? I mean, what were you thinking? Now, in the moment, I could see how you could think that's funny. Like, let's say you picked up the phone and actually really did call. I didn't know he called him. I thought it was just a text. But let's say he did. And he did call him. the fact that he had him on the phone for longer than 30 or 60 seconds might have been an absolute giggle for the guy. Did he probably expect him to show up to the venue and to the field and try to practice? Probably not. In any case, that's just wrong because the guy obviously had dreams of playing football, and now it's just an absolute hoax. So I just don't know who was that person who had to inform him. But showing up to the venue with either the text messages or the voicemail or whatever he did to prove that, hey, I really genuinely got invited to this tryout. I wonder what they said to that person, because honestly, I wouldn't want to be that person to deliver the bad news. Like, by the way, man, you got fooled. We weren't interested in you.
I'm pulling for this guy because you know what? ESPN reached out for an interview and he said, no, I'm not going to do that because you know what? I don't want to relive it over and over again. And I don't want everybody every time to keep talking about it. He goes, I just want an opportunity. I want a chance. What I really would like to see, Nick, and no one has to keep this guy for their entire training camp or put him on a roster. But guess what? It's not like we're also talking about a slouch either. He was a walk-on from Tennessee at Austin Peay. His senior year, he was all Ohio Valley Conference defensive back, making 107 tackles, 2.5 for loss. He played in 43 games, 242 tackles, 8.5 for loss, 8 passes defended, 3 forced fumbles and an interception. You know what that tells me? He understands the game well enough that even if I just need a few bodies for my training camp roster, that's one of the bodies I want to try out because the perseverance is there and because of the way he handled adversity. He could have been pissed off. He could have been spraying bullets. He could have been all kinds of things negative, and the way he's handled this alone, I hope this guy gets a shot.
Yeah, he gets a shot. He shouldn't get a position out of pity, but he should definitely get a shot. I'd be okay with it, maybe show him around, but he shouldn't get a position out of pity. Like, if he is good enough, he should absolutely get a spot. If he doesn't, then you know what? Still a bad joke, still a bad hoax, but he shouldn't be giving a roster spot just because of the bad joke. Whoever it was, shame on you. I don't know if that guy got caught. Kind of a D move in my opinion, but... hey, you know, it is what it is. So hopefully he gets an opportunity. I saw that story and I was like, man, that is messed up. That is super messed up. And it would be even worse if anybody was over there with video because they knew he was coming and they knew he was going to get turned down. I'm glad there was none of that because I think that would have been even more messed up. And good for him for turning down the interview from ESPN because he didn't want to do that. And I appreciate
it. And
that.
A follow-up, as of today, he was amongst the players invited to participate in the Hub football camp founded by agent Don Yee. Representatives of NFL teams will be there, including the Falcons. And players have often gotten invites to camps because of this. And in terms of the Falcons, they didn't want to comment. They will keep an eye on the situation. They had the maximum amount of players they could have, so that's why they had to turn him away. They actually ended up signing one of those players to their roster for training camp. So don't hate the Falcons on this. Hate whoever thought that they were being funny with a really, as you said, D move.
And that's what I wanted to make clear. Because initially when I saw this story, I thought it was really a coach from the Falcons, and that was not the case. Because I think that guy should have been fired immediately if that was the case. Like, he was just being stupid, and he was one of the coaches that was genuinely on the Atlanta Falcons head coaching roster, and then he just pulled that move. I think he should have absolutely gotten fired, but it wasn't. It was some random dude. I don't know who it was. Hopefully he gets an opportunity. It's cool that he got an opportunity and an invite, at least at the very minimum. Now it's up to him. He said he wanted the opportunity. Hopefully he can capitalize on it and do well. So that's super, super important. You know what I did yesterday, by the way? I thought taxes were due today, but apparently there was like an extension for like, that's how stupid
no,
I
actually,
am.
You're, no, actually you're right. It I was? Thought Lisa said it was extended to May 15th.
It's 17, but then 3 states got it extended to June 15, which is Texas, really? Oklahoma, and one other state. I forgot what the third state is. Wow. So I went up there like late at like 6 o'clock. I'm like, hey, walk in, can I get this done? And they're like, yeah, dude, Texas ain't due yet, bro. But I got them done anyway. So I thought that was a little funny story. I looked like an idiot walking up to the place, but I genuinely thought it was today. But apparently, it got a second extension, I think, or maybe it was just that one extension, and I just assumed it was May 17, and it really wasn't. I don't know.
Texas, Oklahoma, Louisiana extended to June 17th, which is a good tip to know. I didn't know that, so I'm with you on that.
It's only those 3 states, and I didn't learn that till yesterday either, but it's only those 3 states that got extended to June 15 or 16 or 17, whatever the date you just said.
I will encourage people as well to exercise every possible option presented to you about the pandemic. Because even if you don't think you qualify for exemptions and things, you probably do. And this is the one time in your lifetime, you need to take advantage of it because it was a tough year for so many of us. So
so I
would encourage you to do that if you haven't got your taxes in yet. But, yeah, at least there's a bit of information for everybody else, Nick, that you didn't learn the hard way. Hey, you got till you got an extension, so you can deal with that.
You
so
said you wanted to get into to Marv out, Marv, right?
Yeah, you know, he announced that he's leaving at the end of the Eastern Conference Finals, which TNT has this year. It's a great run. And you know what? I commend him, kind of like Bill Worrell. You may have lost your fastball a little bit, but you were still doing games at the highest level. And so it tells you a lot of what's going on at TNT, too, in the fact that Chris Webber, which is now during the most important time of the year for NBA basketball, was asked not to return next year or for the rest of this year for TNT because he has absolutely fallen off the planet and gotten awful. Where I used to think he was great both college and pro-wise, I don't know what happened. But in the case of Marvelous, he's not Marvelous anymore. You know, he slipped, and he had to work with Webber all year. And doing games from the house as opposed to being there on site is very difficult, and they had technical issues. In fact, we know that Reggie Miller had to cover for him because they lost him from his house with his transmission.
I remember that, yeah. We were talking about that not too long ago.
It's a hell of a run for Marv Albert. So yeah, congrats to him.
And speaking of Chris Webber, we were talking about whether or not they squashed it. They did. Chris Webber and Jalen Rose.
Yeah, I saw that.
Did indeed squash that situation. They were seen publicly chatting together. Here's a quote. "I love you, my brother. Congratulations," Rose said. "You made it to the Hall of Fame. Well deserved." So you know what? After seeing that documentary and how some of, you know, what happened at Michigan kind of threw a monkey wrench in the relationship between Jalen Rose and Chris Webber. How about that? Chris Webber. And
so
then we're able to squash
able to do
it.
What Kevin Garnett wasn't.
Exactly. At least Jaylen, with him and Ray Allen.
Jalen interviewed C. Webb live on Sunday pregame going into the game, too. So good for them for being able to squash it. Because you know what?
No doubt.
That's another one. The Celtics and what they did will be remembered among with that team that they had. But no one's ever going to forget the Fab Five. And the fact that those two key members of the Fab Five, arguably the two best and the most looked upon in terms of Webber and Jalen Rose, good that they could squash it.
Yeah, I'm happy to see that. At first, I thought it was true, but then when I mentioned, I wasn't 100% sure. Then I went back and looked it up. I'm like, yeah, they actually did. I didn't know if you know someone on Twitter was just trolling, but no, it's real because that was a long, long feud. So good for them.
Yeah, no doubt. So there's a little bit extra basketball for you, but lots more to get to as we continue to cruise through the show. But you're always welcome to be a part of it. Hey, look, if you guys are out there and you're thinking about getting your breaks done and you just dread the fact that you got to go to a break shop and you got to sit in a bad weight room and watch bad TV on uncomfortable furniture, drinking cold coffee and vending machine food, you don't have to because New Breaks comes to you. It's NUBreaks.com. And I'm not kidding you. Aggie Matt just had them come to his work last week. And while he was still working in the office, they were fixing his brakes in the parking lot and doing a fantastic job. They are skilled technicians, and they're certified, and they only do brakes. They're not going to upsell you on other things. You mentioned ESPN 97.5. Right off the top, you save 10%. But more importantly, you save time and energy because just like getting groceries curbside or delivered to you as opposed to having to spend an hour shopping, this is what you do with your brakes. Their rates are competitive with all the other brake shops. The job they do by technicians is just as good as any of the brake shops, and they do it all while you're doing other things. They can come to your house in your driveway or your garage while they're fixing your brakes. You can be cutting the lawn or watching a game and drinking beer. It doesn't matter. The key is you're not at their place doing all those horrible things in the waiting room. You're doing what you want to do, and you're not killing time. You're knocking things off your to-do list. Check them out today. Tell them I sent you by. They're going to save 10%. It's New Breaks, NUBreaks.com.
To call into the HRNP listener line, dial 713-780-ESPN. Administration of employee benefits is a hassle. Let HRNP eliminate those burdens and save you money. Visit HRP.net today. You're listening to The Press Box on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 92.5.
Powered by Infuse Energy. Affordable, hassle-free energy from a company that has your back. Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's Joel Blank and Nick Sciarra.
Back on the box. Hey, good news, eeny, meeny, miny, mo. I don't know if they caught the tiger by the toe, but I will say they didn't let him go. And now the tiger is back. where he belongs, where he's not out running around in neighborhoods in Houston.
Which Tiger are you talking about for those just tuning in?
Yeah, so we talked about this throughout the week last week when there was a, in the memorial area, there was a Tiger just roaming the neighborhood. There was an off-duty deputy that actually had his gun drawn and was cussing at the Tiger to get back in the house. There was a guy that ended up grabbing the Tiger by the collar, kissing him on the head, bringing him into a house, and then shortly after that, jamming him into an SUV and trying to make an escape by driving over the neighbor's lawn.
And no, it wasn't Joe Exotic.
No, so that they didn't have to face any kind of police representation when they showed up. At that point, they got the guy. They couldn't find the Tiger. The guy who is still facing charges from a 2017 possible murder.
It's crazy to me.
Charge.
Crazy.
Had his bail revoked. He's in jail. His wife, who now it's said to be, they were the owners. She assisted in getting the Tiger back into police custody. And now the Tiger is safe and secure in Cleveland, Texas, I believe, at an animal sanctuary. Mattress Mack's wife gets involved in all of this. And this is the craziest thing to me, because the Rockets used to practice at Westside Tennis Club.
Yeah.
And once Mattress Mack and Linda, his wife, bought Westside Tennis Club, they went through major upgrades. They hosted the clay court world championships because they put clay courts in, grass courts in. They made so many upgrades. The Rockets had a full NBA court in there.
Yeah.
All these things. I had no idea that part of the tennis club is now, it's also an animal sanctuary.
But when did that happen? Because I never knew.
I have no idea. But I know that Linda McInvale said that this guy and his wife had been there as guests before looking at all the animals.
With his wife?
Yeah. And now he's up for murder. She still had the cat. She was the one that stayed with the cat, got it so that it got captured, spent time so that he didn't have any issues, and took care of it. The cat's 175 pounds now. They expect it's going to get over 600 pounds, but now it will spend the rest of its life at this animal sanctuary where it will be okay.
Oh, so it was only, I mean, only, I say only.
Very young.
I did not know it was 175 pounds. I thought this was a significantly bigger tiger. Yeah. So, but that's crazy. 175, man, that's insane. And now it's in an animal sanctuary in Cleveland, Texas, as you mentioned.
Yeah. Yeah.
So crazy story from day one. Didn't think we'd ever have a story about a tiger being let loose in a city like that, but that's crazy. The murder charge thing stemming from what? 2017 is absolutely insane to me.
Yep.
And the fact that the wife was getting involved, Mattress Mack's wife is getting involved. That's crazy.
Just a weird story. It was on Today's Show and Good Morning America again this morning.
It's a national story now.
Everyone nationally was like, you know, where's the tiger? Why can't you find the tiger? Well, what would you do if the tiger was in your front yard? Well, now at least the tiger's going to be okay. But what a weird, twisted ending. And then we get the McInvales involved.
Yeah, that's insane. I would have never known that Westside Tennis Club ever had a sanctuary.
If anybody knows when that happened, that's news to me and you. I had no clue.
Because that's not something that can happen overnight. I mean, I would imagine there's a lot of licensing, and then you actually have to get a sanctuary. And then where is it put? Like, when's the last time you've been to Westside?
Oh, it's been a while.
Okay, well, that...
But
that,
someone did a live shot from there, and there were all these exotic birds behind them and everything. And then I was saying to you during the break, if you think about it, when you go to the showroom I-45 location, he has monkeys, he has exotic birds, he's got all these different animal exhibits within gallery furniture. Maybe that's how the idea started, and then they said, hey, we can have the monkeys at the sanctuary. If we ever want to put them in the showroom for a while, we can. I don't know.
There are quite a few sanctuaries in Texas, you know, even ones like, I even had a buddy who, she was a bartender too, and she was telling me this is not the only gig that she does. And we were just talking and what other gig that she had. And she was talking about how she works at a wolf sanctuary. So there's sanctuaries all over Texas. You just don't normally hear about wild animals being, you know, let loose in a neighborhood or in a city like that. That was a crazy ass story. Very interested to see what comes of that murder charge. Like, how does anybody, like no one looks into that guy when he's interacting or dealing with tigers? No one looks back and says, you know what? You're up for murder, buddy. I don't know if I want to communicate with you right now.
Like, I mean, if you're that guy, too, and you realize, hey, where's the tiger? And then you're not thinking, you're just thinking, I got to get the tiger back in the house. Are you really thinking that or thinking, oh, God, if this goes on too long, my murder charge might be in jeopardy and my bail might be revoked? And that's how it just got completely twisted even more.
I don't see how they let his ass out on bail now. I mean, but.
So evidently Linda McInvale helped to get the cat and the family to surrender the cat named India, though it's a male. She said in a statement she helped arrange India's surrender at her business, Club Westside, it's called now, which sounds more like it should be the Roxy. Club Westside, a tennis and fitness center that houses exotic animals of its own. She became acquainted with the tiger's caretakers, Victor Cuevas, up for murder, and his wife, Gia, when they visited the club as guests of a former member. The animal enforcement manager for Bark says that she contacted, they were in contact with Linda to inquire about their relationship and asked if she could possibly help with the safe return of the tiger. And she was able to arrange, through the help of the Cuevas family, for the tiger to be located and anonymously delivered to Bark, where it was on standby until it got to the sanctuary.
I mean, I can't sit there and judge people for their love of tigers, but can't we just leave wild animals alone to a certain extent, or at least to the professionals? Like, I don't understand this. What's this love affair for tigers? Is it because of Joe Exotic? The Joe Exotic?
I think it helped. I think that helped a lot.
Like, does everybody want a tiger now because of Joe Exotic? Like, what's the deal? Like, I don't understand what this. They're cool animals. You know, I would like to look at a tiger at a zoo if I ever went. That's cool. What is this deal with everybody wanting these wild-ass animals as pets? I just don't get it.
And here's where the authorities probably
maybe
Laminat
could
action.
Answer that question out and cut and shoot, you know, because he's got...
And he's okay to have them.
Bobcats,
because that's what I was going to say.
Coyotes.
It's illegal in the city limits of Houston to have one of those cats or any big game as a pet. However, outside of the city limits of Harris County, you can have them.
That's crazy to me.
Like, that's what I'm saying. Government's got to step in and say, okay, you know what? Horses, cows, goats, things on a farm, sure.
Yeah.
Tigers, gorillas.
Yeah. Monkeys.
Monkeys.
You need to leave them alone.
Leave them alone, dude. Because someone on the Today Show this morning was saying, even if you raise the cat from birth, its natural instincts don't change. Even if you fed them from a bottle and put, you know, because they said he no longer has to wear the designer studded collar that they had given him and all these other things. The thing is, when they say like a tiger doesn't change its stripes, no matter how well you treat this cat like it's a house cat,
it could F you up one day. Let's just be real. Let's just call it what it is. It could absolutely F you up.
No doubt. And here's the thing. They said it wasn't declawed, so it had its real claws. So what if you don't feed him on time and you piss him off because you don't give him the right food?
They declaw tigers too?
Well, they could if you're trying to make them pets or later in life, just like they do with cats and dogs.
Well, see, that's the problem. See, the whole decline of the tigers to me is a problem. I don't even believe, like, I had cats growing up.
Right.
I never declawed my cats.
A lot of people do.
I never do it because I don't, what if you lose it? What if you lose the cat? It can't defend itself.
Exactly.
So I never declawed my cats.
Well, just like,
people are declawing tigers. This is ridiculous.
Just like, you know what they do for dogs. There are people that love dogs, they say, but they don't like the barking. They have their voice box removed.
Well, that's messed up.
That's messed too up, far, too, because opinion. You better keep the dog forever, and you better make sure that it's safe and happy. Otherwise, I also think from a security measure, if the dog actually barks when someone's near your door or whatever, it helps.
Yes.
So don't take the dog's voice away.
Oh, yeah. My dog, you know, Chiquita's an annoying-ass bitch. We know this. We've covered this several times. I'm not cutting her vocal cords. It's stupid. I didn't even know that existed, by the way.
But I can't tell you how many times my dog has scared the living crap out of someone that didn't belong at my front door.
Oh, yeah. My dog, too. Like, if you come by the front door or the side door or the sliding door, it doesn't matter. Whatever door that has access to my house, my dog will hear it. And
so
it will
think
let
about
you know.
It. The cat still had its claws and everything. Even 170 pounds. Still pretty big. Okay. But even if you're like you do with your dog, on the floor, rubbing the belly, but kind of wrestling a little bit, all of a sudden the cat doesn't realize like what level of wrestling we're doing, just winds up and hauls off and gets you with the claw.
Yeah. I mean, why do you want to? Okay, this is 175 pounds. So I guess some of you fat boys out there could probably handle it a little bit. But once this tiger gets to 600 pounds, like you said, it mentioned in the story, who's going up against that, huh? Well, are you like a sumo wrestler? Like, why would you even do that anyway? This is crazy. Well, hopefully the tiger's okay, and hopefully that dude gets punished.
Man, I don't get how, you're right. I don't get how you want a tiger as a pet.
Yeah, look, they're cool. I get it. I don't want one.
Pit bulls are cool too, and even pit bulls can go off no matter what you've ever done to try and take care of a pit bull.
There's only a fraction of people in the world, honestly, that could even raise a pit bull, to be honest with you. Just a pit bull alone, let alone a tiger.
Right.
There's quite a few people out there that own pit bulls. Probably shouldn't own pit bulls.
If this thing starts swinging on you or even just wrestling with you, and even just playfully so, but decides to just dig into you a little bit or wants to grip your shirt.
Or if you get stared and you start running away, he's going to think you're playing, so he starts running after you.
I'm out.
I'm not about that life at all.
No, sir. I'm not participating in that at all, but at least the Tiger now is going to be in beautiful Cleveland, Texas. It also has to quarantine.
Beautiful Cleveland,
Texas. It has to quarantine before it's allowed
does it
out
really?
With the other animals.
Why? Yeah. Because, well, that's probably nothing to do with COVID. Probably like another separate...
No, it does. They're saying because it was on the outside world before he's allowed to associate with the other tigers and the other animals, he has to spend a certain amount of time quarantined.
Wow. So now not only did you get this tiger captured, which is, I guess, is kind of a good thing, now you got him quarantined and he's not with his tiger buddies. Nice
now,
job,
Rezzi
pal.
Now, Rezzi says that the guy that's up for murder, the owner, that his bond was reset to $300,000. Well, that must have been recently because through the weekend...
I thought they had revoked it. I thought he made bond too, but when you said they revoked it, I'm like, oh, maybe they caught him.
I thought
back
they
up.
Revoked it yeah. early. Maybe they ended up settling on something. But
I can't believe they're really quarantining that tiger because of COVID. That's crazy to me. That is insane.
Someone said, remember when a tiger hurt a kid at the flea market Mattress Mac owned? I do not.
I do not. I would have remembered that. I remember the gorillas. What was it? Where the dumbass parent left the kid, or the kid got in there somehow. I forgot what it was. Arambe.
Yeah, yeah.
But and then the more recent one where the guy actually took the kid to take the picture and then dropped the daughter on its face when it was trying to leave. That guy was a bigger idiot.
There's a lot of idiots out there.
There's quite a few.
And the fact that people are saying that, like, the United States leads all countries in the world in how many tigers are in captivity in people's houses. That doesn't surprise me because there's a lot of stupid humans in the United States.
No question.
Without a doubt. All right, we're going to continue to roll on. Before we go to the break, I want to tell you about the good people at Apollo Men's Health. Look, it's starting to get to be swimsuit weather out there, and we know it's starting to get hot and steamy. But maybe you're not in your best swimsuit bod yet for that swimsuit. Well, men and women, I've got a solution for you. It's Apollo Men's Health. Yes, it says Men's Health in the title, but it's for men and women, and they can take care of you from workout programs, body composition analysis, HGH therapy for recovery, to straight hormone therapy for both men and women. They can get you looking and feeling like you did in your 20s. From the boardroom to the weight room to the bedroom, you want to be your best. And you know that you thought those days were well behind you when it comes to some of those things and looking like you're absolutely in fit, good shape. Now they're not. Dr. O and his staff do a phenomenal job of taking care of Houstonians on a daily basis. They can do the same for you, your wife, your spouse, your significant other, whoever the case may be. Check them out today. It starts with an appointment. Go to apollomh.com. Book your first appointment. You're going to find out most major insurance is accepted, discounts for military personnel and first responders. Mention my name and ESPN Radio. Free B12 shot on your first visit. So you're going to get a boost right there all by itself. Then when they meet with you, if you're honest in the way you answer their questions, they're going to get you answers in the form of results and a program that works. They do it on a daily basis. They can do it for you, too. They're good people doing great things. Check them out today. It's the good people at Apollo Men's Health.
Who's this?
Hey, this is Trey Wingo. You're listening to ESPN 97.5 Houston. Hello.
You're listening to The Press Box on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 92.5.
Powered by Infuse Energy. Affordable, hassle-free energy from a company that has your back. Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's Joel Blank and Nick Sciarra.
All right, back rolling through hour number two, three-hour program. Really going at a rapid pace today as we keep hitting all these different subjects.
Who the hell wants a camel as a pet?
Eye Out on Twitch says, I'm not all about those carnivores, but I'll take an elephant or a camel. The hell's wrong with you?
Yeah.
An elephant might be just wanting to take a load off and sit down. It could crush your whole damn house.
Yeah, I'm not about that life. I'm not about that
Whether your cat's declawed or not, it might end up being freaking stuck right under the paw of, or whatever you call it, of an elephant and have no more.
Now, this may come as a shock to you, but I've ridden a camel before.
No. Now, did you ride that camel in Egypt, or did you ride that camel in the States?
I've actually done it here in the States as well, but my first time ever riding a camel was overseas in Egypt.
Okay. And did you enjoy the experience?
Angry camel.
Oh, you got an angry one. Did it spit at you? Because I heard they like to spit.
No, this one just sat its ass down. Like, it was walking.
Yeah.
We're on the middle of the tour. And it said, you know what? I know you only weigh 35 pounds to my, I don't know, how much does a camel weigh? But I'm sitting my ass down. It sat its ass down and did not get back up for 30 minutes. And it was scary when he first sat down. I was like, what is going on? But yeah, I've ridden a camel
before. So when you got on one, were you humping to please?
No, I wasn't. I was just riding the camel hump.
Did you sit between the humps?
I did, because that's what you're supposed to do. Unlike Barry Laminack, who got his nearly as... Or no, that wasn't Barry Laminack. That was a guy by the name of Anson Ainsworth.
Okay.
And he ate the pole on the camel race. That Barry Laminack, I don't know if he got hurt, but he won.
He won, and then we also had, what's her old girl's name from Channel 26 in? Because she won, too.
She went up against Barry the first time, right? Up against Barry and lost. Who's the one that came in studio?
Yeah, that's the one from Fox 26.
What's her name?
She's on the 10 o'clock.
Is it Carmen something?
I don't know.
I don't. Something Dominguez? Coco?
Yes, Coco Dominguez. Because I called her Coco Beware.
There you go.
Yes. And Jong also back in the day rode the camels. My first experience with the camel riding was at the Great Wall of China. And Dikembe Mutombo insisted on riding the camel, and we have pictures of it. And it was the most doubly awkward thing in the world because, you know, the camel at first was like, what are you out of your mind? I give rides, but not to 7'4" guys. And then Dikembe, everybody else needed a ladder to get up on the camel. He basically could have just straddled and got up on there.
He's like, I don't need no step or anything. So no. Dikembe wanted to? He wasn't scared?
Yeah, big time. He really wanted it. And, of course, for the photo opportunity, everyone wanted him to do it, too.
Yeah, of course, because it's Dikembe Mutombo, an NBA player who's, I don't know, 7 feet tall and wants to sit on a camel. Yeah, I've ridden a camel before. I guess they're cool. They're all right. They're not as aggressive as a tiger, I would imagine.
They're not fast.
And
I mean, in terms of, like, from an expense perspective, too, I got to believe that a camel doesn't eat that much, and we know it doesn't drink that much water. So I think you'd be okay, even though I don't know why you'd want a camel.
I don't either.
The fact that you would want an elephant... I mean, we're talking about hundreds of pounds with the tigers and the camels. We're talking about thousands of pounds with an elephant.
Yeah. You stay in the wild, sir.
You
I
have
don't
a
need
bad
you.
Day.
Or ma'am.
Whether you're swinging the trunk or, like I said, you just decide to take a walk in the wrong direction, your garage is in jeopardy. Everything that you think is just that you never question with a pet, you got a chance of getting that thing all screwed up.
Yeah. And the best thing about a camel, especially in those camel races, they act like they had control. The person riding the camel,
they're doing
that
whatever the hell they want.
They're not going straight because you're going straight because you want them to go straight. If they want to take a left, guess what? That camel's taking a turn. If it wants to go right, guess what? It's turning right. It doesn't care what you're doing. That's the funniest part about these camel races.
My boy Jamie just texted me and said camels are faster than you think. I'm not racing it.
Yeah.
But I'm also not raising it. I don't want it at my house. But if I did, I'd take that 100 times before I'd take a damn elephant.
I mean, there's a lot of animals that are deceivingly fast. We talk about alligators. I imagine camels are kind of deceivingly fast, kind of. But
they don't seem motivated to be fast, though.
They don't.
And like I said, when you talk about just the sheer weight of an elephant.
Yeah.
And no yard in any suburban area is holding that elephant. Let's be honest.
Yeah. Nobody.
No chance. And by the way, people are telling us the exact name of the animal sanctuary in Cleveland, Nick, would be the Cleveland Amory Black Beauty Ranch in Dallas. Cleveland Amory Black Beauty Ranch.
I've been to Cleveland once in my entire life.
Murchison, Texas. Okay, I'm glad that we got that straight. I don't think it added anything at all to the story. We just know the cat's going to be okay, but thank you.
Yeah, the tiger will be fine, and the guy who's up for murder doesn't own it no more. At least I think he doesn't own it. So,
but
I mean, I don't know how you can...
He kept saying he didn't, and then the wife was with it, so it kind of leads you to believe, I don't need any more charges up against me since I'm living in Houston, and I'm already up for murder. So probably I'm going to avoid this one until the bitter end. Now, you know what? I'm like, now I'm Correa. I want to see his lawyer now and say, now what do you got to say? Because you said last week you didn't own it. Now everybody says you did. You do.
Yeah.
And your wife was with it.
Yeah, that's just not a... If you're into weird animals or unique or exotic animals, that's just not one. Like, the only thing that I feel like that I wanted as a pet that was kind of weird was a ferret. Because I just thought it was cool how they were, like, spineless and you can kind of fold them backwards. But they have this smell to them that I just didn't appreciate. But other than that, yeah, I don't want no... Not into reptiles, don't like, you know, pet snakes or camels or tigers or anything like that. No.
I'm not afraid of a lot of animals. I can tell you this, and again, mentioning my boy that just texted in, Jamie, my longtime golf buddy. We've played everywhere, and we've seen a ton of stuff on golf courses. And I'm telling you right now, the only thing I will not mess with are snakes. I'm just out.
Yeah, I thought I would never, and then my buddy had a pet snake, but it was really small, and he got it from our high school. It eventually died, but that one I was willing to hold. But for the most part, I'm not about the snake life. Yeah. Thomas, I'm not about reptiles.
We both said this. Thomas said, would you have a gorilla as a pet?
No.
Unequivocally, no.
Why the hell would you do that?
Something else that could do a whole lot of damage. And by the way, it's not fair to the gorilla either.
You saw what happened to Harambe. He's not even alive. Didn't they put him down?
I don't know.
Yeah, I think they put him down.
Well, I'll tell you what. And in the Milwaukee Zoo, Samson was I don't know if he was the world's biggest gorilla at the time in any zoo, but Samson was like an icon at the Milwaukee Zoo.
Is he still alive?
And no, and he got up there in age, but he got out once, and it was major news because like nobody wanted a part of that big old gorilla got out.
Could you imagine if you're like a mom pushing your kid in the stroller and then the gorilla gets out? Could you imagine, dude?
Well, and God forbid it gets off the premises, right?
Yeah.
I mean, look, just what was it, last week or 2 weeks ago, we had a damn full-blown longhorn cow on the middle of 45.
They might need to put some turbo boosters on these strollers with moms and dads pushing their kids around just to give them a little speed in the event some danger happens, right? Like a wild exotic animal or something.
Like
right?
Someone just said I had a bobcat as a pet, like a dog-sized
because
cat.
You're insane.
Yeah, you're an idiot. Then you had a declawed, which is very...
You're insane.
That's also not nice.
You're insane.
Yeah, because that's not what they were meant to do.
Go get some training from Barry Laminek right now.
Yeah, and Lawn Talk if you want to get that as well. It's a 2-for-1. I'm not messing with any of that. Dogs, cats, birds, fine. Great.
Yeah. I'm stopping at dogs now. I don't even like cats that much anymore.
By the way, where are you on pigs?
I'm a massive no. Are you kidding me? Why would I want a pet pig? Who the hell?
Tons of people.
I get it. And it happens in Texas. It's not a new thing. It's been around for a while.
Let me tell you what the wife tells me, too.
Yeah.
Do you realize that pigs are 10 times smarter than any other dog or cat?
Don't care.
Pigs are like as smart as human beings.
Don't care.
I'm like, they're also big and they crap a lot. And they like to roll around in the mud. I don't need a pet pig.
In their own poop, eat their own poop.
Yeah, I'm out.
I'm a pass.
Completely.
Not cute animals at all.
Well, they can be, the little ones.
No.
But you know the way they eat. They're not going to be little for long.
No,
I don't get all that, man.
I don't find pigs to be cute. I just don't.
But again, there's enough animals to choose from that are meant to be domesticated. Don't think that I need a pig, gorilla, a tiger.
Well, they need some of that training outside the city. Most people in the city, because they're not around that stuff all the time, they have a genuine fear of wild animals, and in most cases are probably not going to allow them in their house. But it's the people, I think, outside of the city that need some training. Or they're just so used to it, right? If you're someone like who was the guy that just got drafted, who grew up in the woods and likes squirrels, Ben Johnson or what?
Yeah, the guy from the Ravens. Eat squirrels.
And he eats squirrels, and he goes and hunts squirrels, and that's all they had to eat. And that's different when you grow up with it, so I can understand it to a certain extent, but someone still needs to tell him, you know what I mean?
I hope
especially if you're feeding him.
I'm sure he's pleased now that he actually grew up somewhere where there's indoor plumbing. But at the same time, I'm looking at this, and I'm just thinking to myself, like...
Negative.
Why?
Negative.
Like Dwight Howard, Kevin Duckworth, when he was the center of the Blazers, they literally had, like, wings of their house that turned into being, like, zoos. For all these different exotic animals and everything like that. Is that like a status symbol? Like, bro, come on over to the crib. We're going to watch some games. And by the way, you can play with all the exotic animals and the snakes and the lizards and stuff I got in you know, over here. No. If I want to do that, I'm going to the zoo. I'm not doing all that now. It's ridiculous. All right, that's the second hour of the program. We've got 1 hour to go in the show, 60 minutes on the clock, lots more to get to. We're going to update you on a lot of things going on in the sports world. Astros with the day off today as they get ready to play the A's tomorrow night in Oakland. Of course, the Rocket season is over, but now the play-in games are, and then the playoffs begin. So lots of things to cover. We love having you be a part of the program. It's the Press Box on ESPN.
ESPN 97.5 and ESPN 92.5. Real. Fun. Sports.
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique Studio Plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your Studio Plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
Between vacations, errands, and everyday summer chaos, sticking to your health goals can be tough. Luckily, Thrive Market does the hard work for you. We're the online healthy grocery store that cuts out the junk ingredients and delivers high-quality groceries right to your door. From low-sugar beach snacks to organic grill night staples, no matter your health goal, we make shopping healthy a breeze. Go to thrivemarket.com/get started for 30% off your first order and a free $60 gift.
Did you know using your browser in incognito mode doesn't actually protect your privacy? Take back your privacy with IPVanish VPN. Just one tap and all your data, passwords, communications, browsing history, and more will be instantly protected. IPVanish makes you virtually invisible online. Use IPVanish on all your devices, anytime you go online at home and especially on public Wi-Fi. Get IPVanish now for 70% off a yearly plan with this exclusive offer at IPVanish.com/audio.